This is Akashvani, the news read by Akhila. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has said the theme of India AI Impact Summit 2026 is Sarvajan Hitaya, Sarvajan Sukhaya, meaning welfare for all and happiness for all, which reflects country's shared commitment to harnessing artificial intelligence for human-centric progress. The five-day event opened in New Delhi. In a social media post, Mr. Modi extended warm welcome to the world leaders, industry leaders, innovators, policy makers, researchers and tech enthusiasts from across the world for the event. The event is the first ever Global Artificial Intelligence Summit to be hosted in the Global South. Over 100 countries have been invited to take part in the summit and more than 2 lakh people have registered online. World leaders from 20 nations are scheduled to attend the event. On Thursday, Prime Minister Modi will deliver the inaugural address. Prime Minister Modi inaugurated the India AI Impact Expo at Bharat Mandapam in the national capital last evening. Mr. Modi also visited different stalls of the expo. Electronics and IT Minister Ashwini Vaishnav and Minister of State for Electronics and IT Jatin Prasanda were also present on the occasion. The India AI Impact Expo 2026 continues till Friday alongside the India AI Impact Summit at Bharat Mandapam. Union Electronics and Information Technology Minister Ashwini Vaishnav said, India's rapidly expanding creator economy is being powered by the country's strong digital infrastructure and skilled population. The minister was speaking during the session on the official satellite event of the AI Impact Summit 2026 in New Delhi yesterday.
If the creators get a chance to deploy their skills, protect their copyrights, protect the fruits of their creative energy, then the growth between today and tomorrow will be very high. Then AI can be used as a tool. AI doesn't become a competitor to human creativity. And we believe that human creativity is the most important thing that we have in our entire civilization. So we must protect it.
Union Health and Family Welfare Ministry hosted a high-level panel discussion on the theme Scaling AI for Public Health Impact, Public-Private Partnership during the summit. Taking part in the event, UNICEF representative of India, Cynthia McCaffrey, called for safe and inclusive AI for children. She was talking exclusively to Akashvani News.
The AI Impact Summit is important for children and therefore for UNICEF, because it brings tremendous opportunity to speak to leaders, decision makers, and people from across industry and organizations about the importance of both promoting opportunities for young people and children and protecting their rights.
President Draupadi Murmu has said efforts should be made to preserve and promote the old Chikki script of Santhali language. Addressing the centenary celebrations of Old Chikki script in New Delhi, President Murmu said, Old Chikki is a powerful introduction to the Santhali community. The president said the Old Chikki script is expanding not only in the country but also worldwide.
Old Chikki ko samruddh banane mein jinka yogdan hai, jinko sammanit kiya gaya hai, keval itne hi nahi, ye to keval symbolic unko sammanit kiya gaya. Mujhe lagta hai lakhon lakhon aise Santhal bhai behan hai jo Old Chikki ko samruddh karne mein jute hain. Bahut sare kitabein, lakhon kitabein aur likhe hain. Mujhe lagta hai jahan Odisha, West Bengal, Assam mein ये ओलचिकी में यूनिवर्सिटी तक पढ़ाई हो रहा है.
Defense Minister Rajnath Singh and the French Minister of the Armed Forces and Veterans, Ms. Catherine Vautrin, will jointly chair the 6th India-France Annual Defense Dialogue today. In a social media post, the Ministry of Defense said that the meeting will focus on renewing the Defense Cooperation Agreement for another 10 years and signing a Memorandum of Understanding for a joint venture to manufacture Hammer missiles. Lok Sabha Speaker Om Birla, along with other foreign dignitaries, will attend the swearing-in ceremony today of the new government in Bangladesh, led by BNP chief Tariq Rahman. The Bangladesh Nationalist Party secured a landslide victory in the 13 general elections. In Men's T20 Cricket World Cup, host Sri Lanka sealed their Super 8 berth with a commanding victory over Australia at Palakkad International Stadium. Chasing a target of 182 runs led by Australia, Sri Lanka made 184 in 18 overs. There are 3 fixtures later today. And that is the end of this news bulletin.